Brendan Devaney, congratulations. That was close in the end.
Yeah, Jeremy, listen, they've gone in units. It tends to be close every time we play. You know, the last couple of years we came on the wrong side of a 1 point, a 2 point defeat. So I suppose this year maybe we were due a tight victory. Didn't look that way at half time, but that's how it panned out.
Yeah, and what do you say at half time? You're 4 points up against a team like Neve Connell. The suggestion is they're always going to come back at you, Brendan, but you know, I'm sure you didn't foresee what was going to happen.
Yeah, I just felt that our play, we were opening them up, we were creating a lot of chances, and you know, we were trying to obviously to keep the same going again. But listen, you've got to give respect to Neve Connell. You know, they are great champions, and that team has been there and done it all. So, you know, in hindsight now, I thought they would have come in there, but I thought we would have had a cushion all the time, Jim. But as it turned out, start of the second half, we left 1-2 behind us straight away. And I was thinking, we've left the back door open now, and I just thought it was free after free. I think the start of the second half might have been 10-1 or something in free counts. It was something ridiculous. And, you know, I tried to be impartial, but it just seems like game after game, there's a lot of fouls. The foul count is huge against us, you know.
Yeah, and he was given frees for over-carrying quite a bit. Now, in fairness to him, he was consistent in that one because both teams were pulled up for that.
Yeah, and I suppose that's a difficult one to call. I think once you go down that route, it has to be very clear. The one thing I don't like, Jim, is when players are surrounded by people, the refs seem to be very quick to give a free against the man. But really, the rules of the game, you know, if anything, the man should be getting some protection there. You know, you see it a lot when players are bottled up. I don't really like that there. But listen, that's down to the referee's discretion. But certainly, I've just noticed in the last couple of games, Jim, that as I say, the foul count, and we're not fouling, we're not doing any tackling different than the other team, but we're certainly getting penalised a lot.
Okay, Eamon McGee on co-commentary tonight, Brendan, suggested that St Unions were helped by the fact that you were able to spring quality players from the bench. Neve Connell didn't have that because they, you know, while they had players on the bench, they were missing a lot of players tonight through injury, and perhaps that was significant second half.
Yeah, it was. It's a very hard team to pick, Jeremy. You know, with so many players pushing for places, it was hard to, for lads not to be in and seasoned players and top players. But I guess that gives you that injection when you come in then. But certainly, I think the biggest thing for us was when Neve Connell went down the lead, Jeremy. Any, I suppose, neutral or anybody looking at that game, I think it was their game to win. You know, they were in control of the game at that point. We had reset, and it took a tremendous amount of bottle from our boys after the last couple of years and after being in the lead to actually go behind and momentum completely against us to turn that round and win it. And sure, as you mentioned there, Owen McGeehan, yeah, coming on, you know, brilliant finisher, and when the game opens up, you know, some of our, if he's on the end of it, the ball's going over the bar.
Yeah, and he took it well, didn't he? Because it was a challenge coming in, actually, from two players. It was a double challenge coming in, but he held his nerve and popped it over.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, Home again's an absolutely fantastic footballer, but we just felt maybe second half, our first half would be very, very tight. We wanted to get him into the game and open it up and get a few shots away like that. As it turned out, it was only the one, but it was the clincher.
Listen, you're going to say to me, you're only into a semi-final, Brendan, but that's a big, big result tonight. The suggestion might be now that it's your championship to lose.
Yeah, well, listen, I suppose there's other people looking, thinking we can take St Unions, you know. I mean, if we had won the game convincingly tonight, I'm sure a lot of people would have been saying, listen, this is Unions' title. But really, it came down to a point again, and really for St Unions, tremendous amount of work they've done, Jeremy, because in that second half, you know, from our first half performance to second half performance, there was a huge drop in level of play. But as I say, the courage to come back is the biggest thing we'll take from this game. And as you said, it's a semi-final now. And really, if you don't push on and try and win the semi-final, this game is irrelevant. So that's, I suppose, the driving force.
Well done tonight.
Thanks, Jeremy.